The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sing a song of freedom.
Sing a song of freedom.
God has won the victory.
God has won the victory.
The Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Happy Easter, everyone. What a joyous opportunity to be able to gather together tonight, especially as we welcome these new members of the church who are so excited but nervous and the whole thing. Here we are. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to travel to the Holy Land, and we pray for peace there and peace around the world, indeed. And I was there because we had seminarians that were studying there. So I was able to fly in. I rented a car. I was driving through the hills of Israel, which was very interesting. And I met them in the Sea of Galilee, and we toured around all the sites up there, and the Mount of Beatitudes where we were staying, and it was wonderful. And then the seminarians had to go on for other parts of their study. So then I drove down to Jerusalem, not through the West Bank, but kind of around, right? Because it was kind of a little tense to have an individual person driving around. And so I stayed at a hotel. A little hotel, it's put on by a Catholic group that owns this hotel, right by the old city in Jerusalem. So I had a couple days to go around and visit all the religious sites of Jerusalem by myself. It's a great privilege. And one day, I walked around the old town and started my meditations at what was known as the Room for the Last Supper. And I was there, and I spent time in prayer, and I had the Gospels with me. And then I walked down around the old town, and I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I spent time in prayer there and was able to be there and kind of see it's just down the hill from the old town. And then I went up through the Sheep Gate and went past the Pool of Siloam that Jesus had done these healings and followed the Stations of the Cross. And they go right up into the city of Jerusalem. And then you go to the place where we believe Jesus was crucified. So I went and I prayed in the place where Jesus was crucified. And then you can go just a few steps around the way in the same church and go to Jesus's tomb. And I went into Jesus's tomb by myself, just hanging out in there. He's not there. He's not there. Because we believe he's risen from the dead. For Jesus to rise from the dead conquers all obstacles to our unity and God's love. For Jesus to rise from the dead, we believe that now sin and death has been really vanquished forever through Jesus. And if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then he was just a nice guy who taught some things and did some kind of nice things. But he rose from the dead as a sign of the depth of God's love for you and me. We believe that Jesus rose from the dead, not only because we hear it in sacred scriptures, and we believe the scriptures to be the word of God, to be true. So we have all these accounts of Jesus risen from the dead. But we also believe that Jesus is risen from the dead because of the sacraments of the church. That every time we participate in the sacraments of the church, the power of the risen Christ is present there again. For those of you who are going to be baptized in just a little bit, we believe that you go like the passing through the Red Sea from a type of life through a death to new life. And so much so that in the sacraments of the church, the risen Christ is so present to us that every time we encounter the risen Christ, you start brand new. All the things that you might hold on to from before, or mistakes or disappointments or hurts or whatever it might be, or sin or weaknesses, etc., just let them go. Let them go so that you can move forward in freedom as beloved sons and daughters of the Lord, growing in holiness, desiring to love and serve the Lord, to use the gifts that God has given us, desiring to be in connection with one another, and desiring always to be in union with God. That's what we offer you in the sacraments of the church. We also believe in the resurrection because we see holy people, where the risen Christ is alive in them, the lives of the saints for sure, but even people that we encounter here and now, and you think to yourself, there it is, you know? That's the risen Christ right there living in them. And amazingly enough, the disciples, and we'll hear about this as we get into the rest of the Easter season, when Jesus went into his passion and death, they were fearful, they scattered, they did all these things, there's betrayal, there's all these difficulties, etc. And then they saw the risen Christ. They saw the risen Christ in such a way that they rallied back together, and then they went to all the nations proclaiming the risen Christ. And I'm here to tell you, it wasn't for money or fame or power or anything. Like, there's no rational reason that they would go about and say, no, we're going to go proclaim this to all the people, all nations, even to the point of our own death, if they didn't actually see the risen Christ. And they're like, oh, we can't believe it. He said it was going to be true, but we're not sure. And then he rose from the dead. And he's not in the tomb. Amazing. The depth of God's love for us. Again, you have to kind of take this in, right? The seriousness of what we do when we gather. For those of you that have children, imagine offering your child's life for all. That's the depth of God's love. To be in union with us, to bring us closer to Him, to show you the promises of resurrection. For those of us who are already baptized, for Catholics, we're here at the Easter Vigil. I appreciate all the efforts, right? The community's been doing a great job all throughout the Triduum, Palm Sunday, and sponsors are here, and everybody that helps out. And for all of us that are here, just one little meditation from the gospel tonight. If you might have missed this. It says in this version of the gospel, when Jesus is risen from the dead, go back to Galilee, He'll meet you there. Okay? Go back to Galilee. That's where He's going to meet you. So for those who are going to come into the church tonight, you're going to encounter an inflow of the risen Christ so dramatically to transform your entire life. Right? For those of us that have already experienced it, Jesus renews and calls us again. Think. Galilee is about 90 miles from Jerusalem. Okay? I always think like Seattle to Bellingham. Okay, that's kind of give you a little local feel. That's about how far. That's not a short walk. And the angel appears and says, oh no, don't worry. Jesus is risen from the dead. Go back to Galilee. He'll see you there. So that means they had to, what's going on here? Walk for multiple days. And then the risen Christ encounters them again in Galilee, the same place that He called His first disciples. They were back at their same job, same house, the whole thing. They've been on this entire journey with the Lord, and then that's where they're going to see the risen Christ again and be renewed and deepened in their call so that they can move forward in freedom and loving and serving the Lord. And for all of those of us that are already baptized and we've already received the sacraments, that's the renewal that we have in Easter. To go back and encounter the risen Christ again and have Him call you forth in freedom and love. And to let all these other things go and move forward. Sing a song of freedom.
Sing a song of freedom.
God has won the victory.
God has won the victory.
The Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
The Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
He's risen.